Top of the straight, Espana in front. Biscara goes up the inside from Blazing Miss, Lady Naturalist. Now Excessions letting rip of the big run. Dawn Passage in a traffic jam. Excession moves up to take the lead of the 200. Castel Vecchio's coming with a big run wide out. It's Excession in front. Castel Vecchio right over the top has come from last. Castel Vecchio blew away Excession.
Oh, what a win it was in the $2 million English Millennium. Castel Vecchio coming from last and overwhelming the two favourites, and what a moment it was for young trainer Richard Litt, the biggest win of his career, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Richard.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well. How have the past couple of days been for you?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a pretty good couple of days, pretty overwhelming, and things are just starting to settle down now, but no, it was very good, thank you.
Gee, his two wins have been absolutely remarkable. How much did you pay for him, and when did you know you had something special?
Well, Octavio Gavetta bought him for $150,000 at Classic Sale, English Classic Sale, which was only yesterday, actually, I think, was the actual day that he bought him. So it's only been just 12 months since we've had him, and he's always showing good ability, but when we give him his very first trial at Warwick, when was at Randwick, it's sort of when we thought, well, we've got a nice horse, so we just popped him away and looked after him and brought him back, and yeah, this is what he's done. He's done his last two quite well.
Well, he started 60-1 on debut, so was there any stable confidence?
Oh, we knew he'd run well, but from barrier 14 around Canterbury, geez, that horse Tony McAvoy's looked like he was a real speedy type and was going to be very, very hard to beat, and you know, I wasn't the only horse probably forgotten in that race. I think they were just all on that horse to Tony's, and but we knew he'd run good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Richard. You've only been training for a couple of years. How did you get into the game, and how have you got a horse so good so soon?
Yeah, well, my grandfather and my father trained in New Zealand, and then my father came over about 2012, I think, and set up a little stable at Warwick Farm. And I was working for Graham Rogerson and Bart Cummings and John O'Shea for the last 10 years, really. And when he came over, I sort of jumped in with Dad and started helping him out. And Dad decided to go home after a few years, so I took over. And, we're sort of, the rest is history. We've battled away for a few years. We've got some really nice horses and some great clients. And we've just hit the jackpot with Castel Vecchio, you know.
Well, it's only been 3 years since you had your first winner. And now you've won a $2 million race. Is it true you were a clerk of the course for a while?
Yeah, I was actually. Yeah, I worked for the ATC for a few years, and, you know, it's all great experience. That was great. You get to know all the jockeys quite well, and you get to, you know, trot alongside some great horses. You know, I remember trotting alongside Black Caviar and those sorts of horses, and it's just great to see them in the flesh, and, yeah, it was a great experience.
It was a golden moment, more ways than one, on Saturday, because I believe you had Olympic gold medalist Chloe Esposito in the mounting yard with you, the pentathlon winner for Australia. What's the connection with her?
Yeah, Chloe. Well, her mum and dad, Daniel and Suzanne, they run a swim school, Esposito Swim School at Catula. And from early on, our children, I've got two young children, and they have been teaching them to swim and that. And as soon as Daniel found out that we're horse trainers. He's a great racing man, and he loves betting and everything like that. You know, we sort of become great friends, and he comes into the stables and, you know, quite often. And, yeah, so we've obviously got to know Chloe through them, and now Chloe's quite good friends with my partner, Laura, and, she loves coming to the races. They love racing, I can tell you that.
Well, having a gold medal winner on hand for possibly Golden Slipper Day would also be a nice touch. What are you going to do with him now? Because will you press on to the slipper? Because the prize money won on Saturday, $1.2 million of it, doesn't actually count towards gaining a start in the slipper.
Yeah, that's correct. So after speaking to Wendy and Octavia, they sort of just told me to let the dust settle, and they'll make a couple of decisions early next week. And if we did run him in the slipper, we'd have to give him another run. Which could work out fine, but, at the moment they haven't said too much to me, and they've obviously got a lot of options too. So, you know, it's great to have those sorts of options. I think you've got the English Sires, which is a great race, and obviously the slipper and a couple of those slipper lead-ups, and then obviously you've got the Champagne too. So, you know, they've been at the sales, they've been quite busy for the last couple of days, so we haven't had too much of a chance to sit down and talk about it yet.
Colt by done deal, the further the better by the sound of it. He could be a classic 3-year-old. it's only a restricted listed race, but have breeders been sniffing around already?
Yeah, they haven't rang me, but I'm probably pretty sure they've rang Octavio. And you know, there's a lot of people that like him. He's a great style of horse, and obviously he probably does have that stallion potential. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure a few people have been looking at him.
Mate, congratulations. It is a remarkable story. It was a phenomenal win, and we look forward to seeing Castavecchio very, very soon, maybe onwards to a Golden Slipper.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, mate.
Richard Litt.